Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad you are with us today. And today it's everybody knows that yesterday the passing of a man who changed a country and impacted the rest of the world. And, you know, I think about him, Nelson Mandela, like his speaking the truth and speaking out for those oppressed. He didn't let fear stop him, even after being in prison for years. And what better way to honor his legacy by us doing the same thing, to let go of our fears of speaking the truth and share our gifts to make this world a better place. My legacy has been to create space for women to discover their gifts and provide the community to support them. And today I'm talking to two of these gifted women from the WOW community. My first guest is Carrie Lafferty, who's a physical therapist and maintains a practice in Seattle and has been in the healing arts for nearly 30 years. She's a certified Master Healing Qigong teacher and a Guild certified Feldenkrais practitioner. She's studied core shamanism in several traditions around the globe. And she is giving a workshop at the Women of Wisdom Conference. It's called Resilience Begins with a Capital R, and that's going to be Saturday, February 15th in the afternoon. And Carrie interweaves movement practices such as Feldenkrais awareness through movement and Qigong with direct nature-based meditations. Her website is www.movementfromwithin.net. Well, welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, so first let's talk about you. How you stepped into this mission of helping people in their body and movement awareness. What drew you to do this kind of work?
Well, that actually began quite a while ago. I began as a physical therapist in the mid-80s and knew really quickly that my paradigm was going to require something that was much more holistic and embodied a practice on my own for finding my own awareness, and was guided to Feldenkrais work within a few years, and following that, meditation, shamanism in several different traditions, and eventually through Qigong. And those were the things that really spoke to my heart and drew me forth in my own practice that, you know, led me to create a practice that invited those things to be present for others. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, and how have you seen that grown over the years? I mean, I imagine you've seen a lot of changes in this whole...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, and I know you have, too, just to look at, you know, the onset of the Internet, of course, has brought these kinds of ideas on one side of the planet, you know, present to it, the other side of the planet. And, you know, the truth, the basic truths that are present in so many different long-standing traditions all around the globe, that they're able to be seen and felt and experienced more easily and more wholly with everyone. So I just think the availability of it, the same message, the same core message getting created from so many different traditions, even though the containers look different, the same core message is that we need to take care of our planet. It is us. We need to share our information in a collaborative way and take care for the future generations. that message is just present. So I just think that the challenge of having that available and being able to distill that down and find it and not get bogged down in the transmission of it, often through the internet, it bogs us down just because we get overwhelmed with too much. But to really look at what are the core principles, that I think is so much more available for us now than it was when I started in this work.
Yes, and you're right. It is overwhelming because if you do a search, like you're interested in movement or physical movement things because you know your body needs it, and you do a search, it's like a zillion things. And so, but it's great. It's there. People can, you know, look at different websites and read and then make, I think we need to discern, well, what's good for us in the moment? What are we needing?
Right.
And what do you advise people then to, you know, to look at, to look for?
Well, I think that for me, the most important thing is to be able to pause and to spend a few minutes with being quiet and turning inwards for really beginning to listen to what your heart is yearning for. What's calling, what's being called forth? What does the future want to bring forth through you? Your own personal healing and the confluence of that with what that offers into the collective. And I encourage people to spend some time to be clear on at least knowing what's drawing them. Is it something in order to help improve their comfort in their physical body? Is it the confluence of the physical body and the emotional body? Is there some spiritual longing there? And then to begin to talk to others, to talk to those people that are around them, the dear ones that are there, that they trust, that they have known, have traveled some kind of a path, even if it's not exactly their path, and do and hear what they've done. Then to maybe start some research. And sometimes, like I tell people, they might have to kiss a few frogs. They might have to experience a few things. And then when they find something that matches, dive in. Go in deep. And experience actual direct experiential study, not just a thinking or a reading or not embodied study. And that's where their body and their intuition will give them back information. Their heart will continue to long for that. And then it helps them know whether it's the path to continue. And many, many other options will be placed in front of them to work with that. And I think the other important thing is to co-create that intent, that they have an intent, that they want to show forth whatever their original idea was. I want to have more physical comfort. I want to be able to open my soul to my spiritual purpose on the planet and intend that and then listen to what the universe presents to them.
And well, you brought up some good points, and I love that, you know, kiss the frog, because sometimes we're afraid to make a decision like sign up for something because what if it's the wrong one? What if I don't like it? What if I can't do it physically? All those questions, and you don't know till you try.
Absolutely.
And just because one thing didn't work or one teacher didn't work doesn't mean another one won't. So I love that, you know, kiss a few frogs. And I also like what you said about, you know, checking in with people you know. Because there's so much out there, and it helps you to discern. Like I really go by word of mouth when I know somebody who's studied with somebody else or done a kind of practice that they've gotten a lot out of, and I can see their results. I'm going to try that too, more likely than what I see on the internet. And so, yeah, talk to people.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I'm just getting ready to redo my website and, you know, asking for testimonial comments from people. And it's such an amazing, heartwarming experience to ask people that have shared in my presence, you know, what has been beneficial for them and about, you know, my teaching or my facilitation with them in their own healing process, and to actually really hear that and feel that from others. And that's my best way to ask people to share that with others. And when it comes from that heartfelt place, another person that's looking can feel that. And so when you know that there's somebody out there that has gone ahead and done something, and you can see those changes and you can feel it in the way that they emotionally relate to you, to others, to the planet, go for it. You know, jump in, and just doing that will begin to give you information that will help you say, oh, part of this is right for me, and part of this isn't, but now it's leading me to another thing. And that is the process of discernment. That is the process of learning. And it's actually the process of developing resilience that my workshop is about. It's this a way to be able to adapt, this a way to be able to discern and pay attention along the way and adapt right within the storm, right within the chaos, and make a choice, move, and then pay attention. And you can backtrack, you can move laterally, you can move forward, you can come back and repeat again, but we have to begin to act with awareness, with paying attention, and with direct felt sense experiencing. I think it's so important, and that's my calling this year in my offering of this workshop.
Yes, you're referring to that workshop you're going to do, and it's Resilience Begins with a Capital R. And I think, I mean, that was why we chose this workshop, because we felt it's just so important for that we're looking for that. You know, we need the resilience, because so much is going on in all of our lives. We're just so busy. And that takes us back to your comment of going within and getting these answers from within us, to know they're in us rather than, you know, we're not going to get it on the internet. It's not going to save our lives. But it's a resource, and to use things as resource, but to always know to go back and tune in to yourself, tune into your body. And some of us aren't so aware of our body, and it takes steps, and that's why we need help from people like you to get in touch with. How do we get in touch with what we're feeling, what our body is feeling, what our body is needing? And so that work that you're providing is so important, and people just have to take the first step and find people like you. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll hear more from Carrie Lafferty.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Chris Stainis and Voices of Women, and that was Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman, and that's what we're going to be doing at the conference. And one of that Pray Like a Woman is even, in a way, what Carrie does with her movement. You know, praying like a woman is not just sitting quietly and praying. Sometimes praying is dancing and moving, wouldn't you say, Carrie?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that, you know, my definition of prayer would be the way of expression between you and divine, or you and source, and that can have many, many different faces, from sitting still to dancing wildly to ecstatic expression in nature to anything, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's when we feel our spirit rising. You know, we get in touch with our spirit then, and I think people are looking for that, you know, touching into more and more. I think we're questioning, you know, what is my purpose here? What's my spirit soul calling for me to do? And just feels like there's a lot of lost people out there trying to figure that out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think even in that statement that you just said about the figuring it out, and something that you said earlier, is that there's so many of us out there that are trying to just figure that out in the head. Like you mentioned, you can't find it. The answer doesn't occur externally. The answer doesn't occur from the internet or on the internet, or even, you know, by going to a particular workshop. It's really the way that you're going to then step into what that workshop rubbed up in you, what it brought to the edge, to the friction edge, and how are you going to step into that? How are you going to live into that? And how are you going to actually, you know, go into some of the darker corners of the mystery and do it inside your own felt sense, inside your going forward and making a bit of a mistake in order to then adapt, in order to then change, in order to discern, to learn, to evolve, to grow. It has to be within that felt sense experience in this body. This is the vehicle that we're living through on the planet. And we can't figure it out in our mind. It's our mind needs the body, and the body needs the amazing curiousness and receptiveness of the mind, but not just a cerebral thinking about. So I agree that there's many, many ways to express that, and there's many, many offerings and teachers out there. And when you find one, go in and murk around and be in your body sense, in your earth body, to explore and go deeper, and it will bring you out to a much deeper knowing of who you are and why you are here at this time on our planet, which is such an important time.
Well, you bring up several things, and I think there's a lot of fears to go there, because, you know, touching, it's safe to stay in the mind, and we're often more out of the body, too. People who can kind of see psychically look around and go, everybody's out of their body here. Yeah. It's like we're afraid to be in our body, and that's partially, you know, the fear of feeling those things, like to go from our head down to our heart, which actually is a wiser mind, so to speak, and brings things in, and they've done studies that the heart receives information before the mind does. They've done actual scientific studies with that, and there's a lot of fear to go there, because, you know, like you talked about the mystery and that mystique is like, in the dark corners, that's touching into some deep, scary areas for people.
It's true. At the same time that the potential for fear arises when we go into something that's unknown or mysterious, even if it's not completely dark, but it's dusky, there, at the same moment that the potential for fear, the potential for curiosity arises, the potential to say, interesting. So interesting. Like, I have a friend who has a daughter who's 5 years old who's blind, and to watch this little being just explore curiously those unknowns, those mysteries, and fear can arise, and we can even notice and watch the fear arising and choose. We have a choice at that moment to choose curiosity, even to explore our fear and to take the size of step that we can take. We don't have to jump all the time. Sometimes we can just take a baby step. Sometimes we can take a lateral step. But to be curious and to feed the curiosity and to not feed the fear.
Oh, that's a good point. And something I learned a long time ago in the 70s, that fear is very close to excitement.
Right. It's
the feeling of it. And just that statement, it was like, okay, you can change your sense of fear to excitement, and that shifts the whole world to be one of being curious.
Absolutely. You know, there was a book, I think it was Darwin that wrote it about, it was called Man's Expression, The Expression of Man in Animals, I think. I won't have the title of it exactly right, but it talks about just that slight difference between an aggressive, snare and a snarl with an animal, and a smile, and a baring of teeth that is a excited, playful, and that baring of teeth that is aggressive, that is a fear response. And in humans, it's the same way. The difference between the aggressive energy that shows up around the mouth with a smile is only slightly different than that with a fearful, aggressive, teeth-grinding response. And that we can actually choose to just back off that tiniest little bit and not feed that aggressive snare, you know, and instead smile a bit into the experience and find that excitement, find that curiosity, and let that energy move, let that fire energy move that way instead of into the aggressive, reactive fear response. That, I agree, is absolutely, it comes from the body, but immediately usually the mind comes in and takes over with trying to think about it and distract us and, you know, have us run away and into our mind and even literally take our body and run away from the experience instead of adapting and allowing ourselves to change.
And what you're talking about is, it's like it's a choice. Like, okay, it comes in physically, but in your mind, you can, if you become aware, you can actually make a choice to shift the energy of it.
Absolutely. And it's that we can make a choice. And that I believe that we actually have to make a choice, that that's actually the basis of my teaching, is to help people become conscious, to become felt-sense conscious about those arising moments of the just many, many, many times during the day that we offer ourselves a choice. We offer ourselves a choice to say this or not say this, or to say this in a different way, or to allow ourselves to feel the experience and to then respond with a nonverbal body language in a different way, to just receive and to give in a different way, that it's absolutely a choice. And I believe that our world is just crying for all of us to learn to do that, so that we actually aren't just living these repetitive, you know, mechanistic, repetitive machine-like existences, and instead really, really living into this world and co-creating a world that we want for ourselves and for that we really want to leave to our seventh generation grandchildren.
Well, I was thinking as you're talking that getting in touch with this, there's so much in the body, that doing this body and movement things that you do, allows things to be loosened up and creative thought happens. I mean, like there's this, something gets released when you do this movement body work that you're doing to open the mind to these new areas for yourself, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I'll even term it even differently and I know that you believe this too, is that it's not even body and mind as if it's two separate things. It's really only heart-mind. Like in Chinese medicine, there's only one heart-mind, and it is a body-mind. And absolutely, when we move and sense ourselves move, even if it's a little, you know, jerky and it's not so smooth and it's a little bit clunky, there's a huge amount of learning that comes from just allowing ourselves to sense that and then sending forth an intention, sending forth an invitation to invite something that our body knows how to immediately step into, something that's smoother, something that's more in flow, something that's more easy, and then to feel what our body does to do that. We feel our body-mind through our direct sensation, and that's really the language of our body. It doesn't speak in words. It only speaks in sensation, and it gets interpreted through that receptive, curious part of our mind. So, yeah, it's just incredible. It shows up in a very non-word-like, very intuitive way when we slow down just a bit enough to let our body speak to us in its language of sensation.
And doing this, it feels to me like this is the work of embracing resilience, of doing this work, what you're talking about, and bringing to balance that the physical, the mental, the mind, heart, and physicality together, and doing this work to embrace the resilience is a great tool for people to come to that place of finding that resilience. That too, you know, resilience helps us get through the day, you know, through hard times, through any times.
Through any times,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Carrie, it's great to have you today. I want people to check out her website is www.movementfromwithin.net, and she's given a workshop, Resilience Begins with a Capital R, at Woman of Wisdom on February 15th.
Thank you, Chris, very much for having
me today. You're welcome. Yeah, so this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. I'm going to be talking with Katamara Rosarium on the sacred mysteries of scent and smoke.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I would like to introduce you now to Katamar Rosarium. She is a master herbalist, alchemist, and ritual artist. Her experience and knowledge working with herbs is extensive. She's taught herself a lot of this and motivated by her desire and attraction to herbs and scents and how they impact our senses. Her website is www.rosariumblends.com. That's R-O-S-A-R-I-U-M, blends.com. And she's going to give this workshop at the conference on Sunday evening, February 16th. And this one is open to men. It's called The Sacred Mysteries of Scent and Smoke. Well, welcome, Katamara.
Hi.
We're excited to have you. We're excited to have you at the conference. Everybody was so excited. You've been a vendor at our marketplace for a couple of years now. And so when you proposed your workshop, we all went, yes, this is going to be so exciting because, you know, people are intrigued, you know, how to, with herbalism and with scents and incense. And I love it, you know, just calling it sacred mysteries. And I think that's what you embody and bring to us is this sense of the sacredness of that.
Thank you. It's definitely a passion of mine and has been for a long time. So I felt like it was time for me to reach out and share my knowledge with another community other than who I've already been working with.
So yeah, well, tell us how you came into this work, how it came to be your passion and your calling.
Well, I have always been interested in magic, and I love scent, and actually not even just scent. I love the thought of triggering your senses through your awareness of movement or sound or smell, sight, just things that you can activate to bring you to another place. With your memory, the memory of that on a cellular level. And so through my ritual work, I worked with a woman who was going to be teaching me how to make essential oils and incense blends, and I was going to help her streamline her business. And she moved away to San Francisco shortly after we started this arrangement of mentorship. And the sadly, kind of out of sight, out of mind meant I wasn't getting the attention that I really needed or desired to have. So I decided to take a master herbalist class because I felt that learning everything I possibly could about plants and not just parts of them, so to speak, in formulas would be the best foundation for me to understand what I was actually doing with them and how to best work with them on a magical level, as well as understanding how they, how you can work with them medicinally, though that was not my focus at the time. So that's kind of how it all began. I started a master herbalism program, and that led into herbal alchemy, and then that led into, actually before the herbal alchemy was a wart cunning incense class with Leon Reed from Travelers that used to be located in Capitol Hill in Seattle. He's been doing teaching the wart cunning tradition for at least a few decades, to my awareness.
What is that, wart cunning? What is that?
Wart cunning tradition. There's lots of different types of incense that you can make or create, work with. Most people are familiar with the scent or the cones and the incense sticks. And the work honing tradition is working with plants and resins, which would include flowers, resins, leaf, barks, every roots, every part of the plant, and trying to work with them in the purest form. So not breaking them down like an incense stick or an incense cone. You've taken a substance, a root or a flower, and they're grinded down or blended up into a fine powder so that they can be rolled into that cone or made into that, rolled onto that stick. Whereas with the wort cutting tradition, you're trying to it looks like a potpourri. That's what most people identify it with. Though it's sort of, I suppose, could be thought of in that way, but you're burning it on a charcoal instead of just lighting a stick or a cone. So the idea is that you're working when the plants get alchemicalized together, they create this incense or charm, and through putting it on the smoke, they alchemicalize together and create it depends on what the purpose is, but it creates whatever it is you're trying to embody through the incense. And you're invoked by doing this, you're able to, like, the you're accessing the plant in its most purest form, essentially.
So what does that do? I imagine you've learned, like, all the plants do different things. Like, some the plants are used for different reasons, and putting things together. Do you do that individually for people who might have a certain issue or ailment or something, that you would actually blend a certain, or do you just make some traditional kind of blends that work well together and they're used for different purposes?
To date, I don't make any traditional formularies. They're all my own formularies, and they're all of my current blends are results. I shouldn't say all. Most of my current blends are results of my own private personal practice and ritual, and just things that I needed to invoke through my own in my own life and in practice. There are a couple blends that I've created specifically for, like, one, a shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota called Eye of Horus, and it's a blend called Eye of Horus, which was I could talk to you for a half an hour alone, if not an hour and a half, about how that came to be and what went into actually creating that blend. But I have also done some blends for other people who have contracted me out, I guess, for their own personal work. So I do that as well. But what I sell usually are the ones that I've created just in my own private personal practice, I guess.
Well, can you give us an example of what it might be used for?
Sure. Well, Eye of Horus is a good one. It's a sacred symbol of protection and prosperity. And actually, I guess I could talk about this really, really quickly without great depth. I'm sorry when I say that. It's just that there's a lot that went into creating this. But the idea behind it is that the Eye of Horus, the hieroglyph of the eye, are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am.
So the mythology that goes behind that is that it's set toward the eye out of Horus. And then the parts of the eye that make the actual hieroglyph are parts that are actual symbols that are used in the ancient Egyptian formularies for cooking, for cosmetics, for their incense or perfume recipes, so on and so forth. And each one of those parts are an actual fraction. And so the fraction is also related to one of the senses. And so with this formula, I chose herbs and resins and flowers and so forth that I felt had to do with each one of the, in this tradition, it would be six senses. And so I chose them, formulated it with the six senses and then with the fractional parts in mind. And so this incense is for protection and prosperity, but it's also, you can meditate with it or work with it to enhance your psychic sensors to, become more aware of through all of your senses, because to be psychic, you know, it's through all of the senses. It's not just one. It's the whole, so to speak.
So is this something that you smell, you breathe in, or is it an oil that you put on your skin?
This particular blend is an incense blend. I am going to work on an essential oil formula for it eventually. But you would burn it on charcoal, and you would use it through meditation or in your ritual practice. Or these types of incenses that I create aren't really meant to just burn to be smelled, you know, for the fragrance. They can be, but they're magical charms, so no matter what, they're going to work on a subconscious level, like whether you want it to or not, so to speak. So the adage, be careful what you wish for, you know, is I kind of have to give that precursor to people or warning. It's not a warning per se. It's just use them with intention because they're not just there for the fragrance.
Right. Using with intention. And that's the ritual part of that.
But you can do that even just in your daily ritual. You wake up and you want to put on an essential oil or a perfume or burn an incense. It just means think about why you're putting that on as opposed to just putting it on because it smells good or just burning it because you like the way that it smells. You might be attracted to the smell, which there may be a reason why you're attracted to the smell. And so I just caution people to think about what that means to them rather than just... mundanely.
And a lot of people are allergic to perfumes these days. Like we have to tell people coming to Woman of Wisdom because we have people who can't be around perfume. And so, but they can be around essential oils. What is the difference?
Well, this is a huge topic of debate. Typically, I find that people who are allergic to perfumes aren't actually allergic to perfumes at all. They are allergic to synthetic perfumes.
Yeah.
And so, like, the art of the perfume making that I do is with natural perfumes. So it's 100% essential oils used with an ethanol-based organic ethanol. And so, like, when you walk through the department store of a shop, like at the mall, I can't do it. I walk through there and I have a headache immediately, and I always have throughout my entire childhood, which is interesting because I thought I was allergic to oils and perfumes and rose especially. And rose is kind of the foundation of my business and my name and what I do and my work. And so it's really, I was really thrilled to realize later in life that it was really just because it was synthetic.
Yeah, and you can smell that going into department stores and they have those little cards and they want to put some on you and it's like, no,
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Woman. When we come back, we'll talk more with Katamara.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on transformationtalkradio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're discussing incense and essential oils with Katamara Rosarium today. She's given a workshop at Women of Wisdom, the Sacred Mysteries of Scent and Smoke. Can you give your website? And I imagine people can look at your products and purchase them through your website, too.
Yes, I can. It's www.rosariumblends.com, and that's R-O-S-A-R-I-U-M, as in Mary, blends.com.
Great. So we're coming across our holiday times, and I'm just wondering if there's incense or essential oils that you use or recommend for people that help them out in stressful times.
Most of the blends that I create are really for transformational work, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I suppose that stressful times could, obviously, lots of times when we need to transform ourselves, it is at stressful periods in our life. I don't know that I would relate them to the holidays, per se, but there are definitely blends that you can work with. There's a particular resin that I like called Black Storax, which is really good for calming and soothing, relaxation, insomnia. It helps with insomnia if you burn a little bit of that before you're going to sleep. It can be calming. I have a blend that is the signature blend of my business called the Rosarium, and that has rose and black storax and rose damascena rose resin in it. And this is created with the intention of aligning your mind, heart, and spirit to be one and to truly know yourself. And I think that sometimes how you're relating it to the stress of the holidays, it's good just to, you know, I wouldn't necessarily work with it in this way, but I think it would be a really good blend just to kind of refocus and re-evaluate and get to the heart of what it is that you need to be focusing on rather than the stress of all of the chaos, so to speak. So that might be a really good one. Rose is a beautiful scent to be worn on the body, or, I mean, even just a fresh rose cut from a garden can be uplifting and calming and soothing and nurturing and in a variety, you know, exponential ways. So.
Yeah. And you talk about being calming. I mean, that's, you know, that's what helps us in our times when we're overloaded and overwhelmed, no matter what time of year. Just some people, sure. Holidays can be that way, but it can be any time of the year. Well, you're talking about this ritual use of oils and incense and perfumes. And then I'd like to talk about, you know, how that's invoked the energies of the plant divas, how you combine that within formulas, and how do you invoke the plant divas?
Well, essentially by burning them, you're sending a prayer out with the smoke, or by wearing them. There is a difference between incense and essential oils, and that is that essential oils are just part of the whole of the plant, whereas I believe the incense blends are more to its true nature, where you're going to get a fuller appreciation and understanding of all the plants that go into a formulary with a specific intention of whatever it is you're trying to invoke. So, for instance, I have a Phoenix blend incense that has three ingredients in it. It's myrrh, spikenard, and my brain is drawing a blank now, cinnamon. And these are also translated into my essential oil blend. You can invoke these energies both ways and invoke the plant devas within them, but I believe through the smoke, you're sending a prayer off into the ethers of whatever it is you're petitioning to work with or how you're trying to make that active change in your life. So to me, the invoking the plant devas comes more so through the ritual use of smoke rather than scent, though it can be activated through scent as well.
So when you talk about doing the ritual, is there steps involved that you personally do?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to each practitioner. There's so many different currents, magical currents that people work with. It can be done through meditation. It can be done through a very extensive ritual work. It could be done through Kabbalistic work, Eastern, Western. Any type of tradition has a history of using scent. So it's really up to the practitioner. Your imagination is pretty much the limit here. The sky's the limit. You can do anything with it. It's just focusing an intention upon upon it when you're burning it or putting it on your body.
And so and putting the intention of what is it you want to receive in that moment? What do you want this
sure.
to
so
do
Sure. So like
for
with
you?
The phoenix incense, that's all about transformation, a fiery rebirth of your true will. So what does that mean to you? That can mean anything to anybody, right? So it's up to the practitioner specifically. So when I create these blends, I charge them with that intention, but with the intention of the person who's going to be working with it all, as well. So it's the fiery birth of rebirth and tree will, rising from the ashes, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, a rebirth and awakening. So what does that mean to you? I personally, when I create these, can't determine what that's going to be for each practitioner as they're working with them, but you can when you work with it personally. So it could be the beginning of a meditation. It could be a complete ritual that you devise that has to do with transformation and your true will. Same thing, like I have a manifestation blend. This can be used in the same way. What do you want to manifest in your life? If you put that manifestation oil on your body before you go to work, is there something you're trying to manifest at work? There's a Peroica incense and oil and perfume that I have that's all about, she's the ardent daemon of enterprise. So she brings physical ideas and business ventures. If you're in need of inspiration, she'll bring this into your life in a physical, like tangible way. And so kind of manifesting the, your ideas into this plane. And so if you wanted to write a book, you might burn this incense. Or if you're writing a business plan, you might burn the incense or wear the perfume or burn the oil or wear the oil while you're working on your business proposal. Or if you're trying to manifest what that business proposal might do, what those ideas might be for you.
So I imagine, are some people like naysayers of, well, I don't believe anything, this would work that way. But I would imagine you've been doing it for years that you see results. So you, yeah. you actually have experienced how this impacts your life.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of naysayers, but there's naysayers in everything, right?
I mean, yeah, that's true. Well, I invite everybody to check out Katamara's website. www.rosariumblends.com and check out the Woman of Wisdom website where she'll be giving this workshop, and you'll actually be creating a blend. And I believe everybody gets to do that in the workshop, and it's called
yes.
Sacred Mysteries of Scent and Smoke on Sunday, February 16th. Well, thank you so much, Katamara.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing everyone at the conference as well.
Yeah. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you be resilient in this busy season of the holidays? And if it interests you, check out what incense and essential oils can do for you for shifting things in your life. So I want to remind people I'm having my webinar, Embracing the New Leadership Paradigm, How to Step into Your Confidence and Unleash the Leader Within. It's still going on. You can catch up by getting the past recordings. And there's two more new classes. They're Mondays at 5:30. Just go to my website, chrysalisleadership.com. And this course is for you if you want to develop your leadership skills, uncover the blocks, whether they're skill sets, mindsets, or the energetic blocks that are keeping you from being the leader you are and whatever you do in your life. And you'll learn tools, how to bring everyone into the process of contributing their gifts to the group, and how you can shift difficult dynamics that happen in groups. And it's just, that builds confidence in you. So just go to chrysalisleadership.com/webinar to register. And also be sure to check out the Women of Wisdom website, www.womenofwisdom.org. We have some early bird specials that are happening this month, particularly Jalaja Bonham's workshop, Evolving Towards Peace, Awakening the Global Heart. She's given a two-day workshop, and that early bird special pricing is through December 15th. So check that out on the womenofwisdom.org website and all the other events. And you can register for the weekend pass, or you can register for everything individually and just pick and choose what you want to go to. It's a fabulous community to come be a part of. February 14th through the 17th. And then there's two early bird events, that Donna Eden and Jalaja Bonham. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, the conference and the organization. And also I have an Amazon best-selling book and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. I invite you to check it out. It would make a great holiday gift for somebody, especially if they're needing a little inspiration in their life or they want to discover and explore more on the divine feminine. It has changed many people's lives, and just learning all the different voices of the divine feminine, the art and poetry and all that. You can purchase that on our website, womenofwisdom.org or chrysalisleadership.com or even Amazon. And next week, we'll be continuing our interviews of Women of Wisdom presenters. So I invite everybody to join us next Friday. This is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to share this hour with you, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.